We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show. Reminder, here's how you can be a part of what we've got going on. To text us, 71307 is the number, but you want to make sure you start that text with the word ESPN. Otherwise, I will not be able to see it on the screen. So you just put in 71307 in your phone. Start your text and just have the first word of that text be ESPN. I will see it right here on the line. You can call us at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you, as I mentioned. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at T-Hulk18 for Tim. Tim has taken the name of my favorite childhood superhero. Hulk was badass, man. At Mark Ryan on air for me. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on air. And you can get to our station account at ESPN Upstate. And then finally, you can email the show. Ladies and gentlemen, email us, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be in touch with us on this, the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. Without further ado, it is time for us to do that jam that we call the Top 5 at 5. The top 5 biggest sports stories of the day, the top 5 topics we're discussing. The Top 5 at 5 starts right now. Ah, Tim, you remembered. You remembered that we do a little pause action right there, didn't you? I'm proud of you, son. I am really, really proud of you. Hit it. All right, at number 5. Man, this blows. Frank Martin has COVID-19 a second time, man. Good God. Yeah, look, he's a responsible guy. He's a great guy. He's like the toughest guy in the world. On the list of last people you'd ever want to bump into in a dark alley, who's on there for you? Ben Wallace from the NBA. Ben Wallace from the NBA. You would have Mike Tyson on there and Frank Martin. Frank Martin being mad at you has got to be one of the most intimidating things ever. And yet, despite his toughness as a man, as a human being, he's had this fate befall him twice now. And he says this time around, he got it a lot worse than the first time in May. Good God. Glad he's okay. Glad he is recovering. You wouldn't think that the first infection, you know, you wouldn't think you'd be able to get infected so quickly thereafter. I was just reading an article today in which they said they thought that initial infection from COVID-19 can keep you, you know, immune for quite some time, or so they thought. Now, how do you feel about it? Get well soon, Frank. He's not going to be coaching at LSU this weekend, but he'll be back soon enough. Next up. At number 4 today, I have a list in front of me of the top 10 winning percentages in college football in the last 10 years. Top 10 winning percentages in college football in the last 10 years. Are you ready for this? Power 5 programs, that is. Number 10, Oklahoma State, 703. Number 9, Stanford. Wow, doesn't it seem they've been mediocre the last few years? Stanford, 712. Wisconsin, number 8, a winning percentage of 731. Oregon, number 7. Wow. And that's really past the Chip Kelly, past most of the Chip Kelly era, too. Oregon, 732. Number 6, LSU, winning percentage of 758. Number 5, Georgia, winning percentage of 767. Number 4, Here you go. Oklahoma, winning percentage of 809. Number three. This number two and three were so darn close. Number three, Ohio State, winning percentage of 862 the last 10 years. Winning percentage, number two most winningest program in the last 10 years. Folks, that would be Clemson, winning percentage of 870. And number one, I know you're bored, Alabama. Let's check this out. Alabama, under Nick Saban, playing in the freaking SEC, has won 91.4% of its games the last 10 years. You see, Clemson doing what they've done is impressive. Ohio State's doing what they've done is impressive. But they have a worse winning percentage last 10 years than Alabama. And the SEC has easily been the top conference in all the land each of those last 10 years. So when you say that Clemson is close to Alabama, are they really? Ohio State close to Alabama, are they really? Oklahoma, anyone else close to Alabama? Please, Georgia's number five. Georgia had its chance. Georgia blew its chance. Alabama, far and away the king, not just this year, but as for an adequate representation of the entire decade. Next up. At number three, Travis Etienne. What a treat. What a joy it was to cover Travis, man. What an absolute treat. Incredibly electric. I think he's going to be great at the NFL level. Never really fully was able to get untracked this last year. He had some nagging injuries. The offensive line for Clemson wasn't what it was in years past. Do you think at all that Travis Etienne has any regret that he came back? You think if he could do it over again, he would? I don't think he would, but I also think he's grateful for the time he had. And listen to this. Last two seasons, 1,021 receiving yards for your running back. I mean, we've talked about Josh Allen's improvement. How about this cat? Do you know what he did his first 2 years receiving the football? Okay, 135 yards. Last 2 years, 1,021 yards. Last 2 years in college football, no other running back in the sport has even 800. How about that? Just unbelievably impressive. Unbelievably impressive from Travis Etienne. Damn well should be a first-round pick. We will see if he is. Travis Etienne holds 26 Clemson records. What a career. What a career indeed. And finally, you know what just happened there, Tim? I forgot the number. Number two today is Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports spoke to a veteran college coach who predicted that more college coaches will head to the NFL to avoid the seismic changes coming with the name, image, and likeness payments, the players being paid, and the transfer rules. What he was told, and this is a direct quote, every college coach right now is somehow, some way, aspiring to go to the NFL. Every college coach, a current veteran college coach, told Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports. So let's just localize this here for a minute with Dabo Swinney, shall we? Dabo's already on record as saying, when you pay the players, I'm out. Okay? He's already on record as saying that. And then when you consider the transfer portal, what's one thing that Dabo just doesn't do? Dabo doesn't do the transfer portal. And I think he really needs to rethink that. He hates it. I hate it. He's making a stand. I respect the principle. But you clearly, the last couple years, haven't had the horses on the defensive side of the ball. You got to make a change there, man. You got to change that up. You got to use the transfer portal the way that every other team is using the transfer portal to plug holes on your rosters from departures. But do you think Dabo Swinney is one of these coaches? Every college coach right now is somehow, some way aspiring to go to the National Football League. How much longer for Dabo Swinney at Clemson? 3 years? 5 years? 10? The rest of his career? One college coach says the end could be coming sooner than later. And finally, At number one on the show today, Urban Meyer is a Jacksonville Jaguar. Can you believe it? Looks more relaxed than I've seen him. If I set the over-under for you at 3.5 years for Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, does he hit the over? Does he hit the under in terms of his time there in that city? Let's set it at 3.5 years. Tim, what do you say? Over 3.5 years, under 3.5 years in Jacksonville for Urban?
I say over.
I will say over as well. Urban Meyer here speaks to the upcoming quarterback class in the draft. And if you think he's sold on Trevor Lawrence, well, at least he's not admitting that publicly.
You see Trevor, you see Justin, you see Zach, you see, you know, that this is going to be, you know, that, as Shad said, this is a monumental moment for this franchise. And we've seen some franchises explode and we've seen others fail. And I've said this many times,
right,
you know, throughout my career, is that when the NFL says it's a quarterback league, you know, I would say, well, so is college and so is high school, so is Pop Warner. It's a quarterback sport. So whoever takes that snap, is we have got to be right on. And I think Shad said it best, that this is going to be the term that you're going to hear throughout our time at Jacksonville. There is a partnership. And there's going to be as complete transparency. That's the way I've always operated. And the GM that we hire is going to be complete. And to our owner, he is invested in an organization. And I'm telling you now, the reason I'm standing behind is he wants to win. He wants to win not for himself. He wants to win for Jacksonville. And who we pick at that quarterback spot, that's going to be one of the most important decisions I've made in my lifetime. And along with the partnership of our owner and our general
and you see,
manager.
You see how Urban Meyer is leading into this here, and he really – he's leaving it open to who he might select. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you as well, at THulk18 for Tim, at Mark Ryan on air for me, and at ESPN Upstate for our Twitter account on our station. Follow us. We'll give you a shout-out here live on the air, your name. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get in touch with us here on the most interactive sports radio show in the Upstate. Coming up next on the show, in what ways is the Alabama program ahead, significantly ahead of the Clemson Tigers? That's next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. I'm going to review a restaurant this weekend, man. I'm going to tell you what I settle on. It's going to be great. All right, rolling on until 7 p.m. this evening. Who has the NFL playoffs coming up this weekend for you? Who's got them? Right here on ESPN Upstate for you NFL playoff games. We have a Furman basketball game coming up as well. And just very, very excited about the three-day weekend. What do you guys do on a three-day weekend around here? What are your plans on a three-day weekend? Tim, you got a three-day weekend as well, man. What are you up to?
Well, I have to be here tomorrow to produce the Furman basketball game.
There you go.
But other than that,
you're doing a really good job with that, by the way, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
really good
that.
Job.
Other than that, I'm going to meet up with some friends at a place and play some soccer, pick up soccer. And in case you look at me and you never guess, he plays soccer. But you know, I'm just going out for some fun with some friends.
I think the soccer ball plays you. Actually,
it probably does. I mean, that's why they put me in the back. You know, because when it comes to me, I just kick it downfield.
All right, we have a listener that wants to throw a flag, Tim. So hit the flag if you would be so kind. All right, here we go. Flag on the play, Mark Ryan. It may sound like sour grapes, but you said the SEC was the best the past 10 years. 2016 ACC was both statistically and heads up better than the SEC. Even your hero Booger begrudgingly admitted it. Texter, if a tree falls and nobody hears it, does it make a sound? Does it make a sound? You know, if they had one year where they beat the SEC in bowl games, are you really willing to say they were better? I will concede that point. I knew that one year in the last 10, the ACC kind of got the better in some of the head-to-head matchups, both in season and the bowl game. I will concede that point to you, sir. Another texter says, man, Frank Martin looks sickly with that bald head. He's rocking the bald head now, man, but that dude is a tank. As a matter of fact, if you are in the toy-making business, can you just go ahead and make the Frank Martin Transformer? You know, you have his head, and then the rest of his body is the tank. Can we just go ahead and make that right now, please? Pretty please? All right, folks, our question of the day for you has been, what is your go-to feel-good restaurant? Your go-to feel-good restaurant, all right? That restaurant that you go to either solo or with friends, sit down or take out, it's comfortable, and it always picks you up, not just with taste, but with mood. I am taking your nominations as to where I'm going to go for my next food review. We are continuing those again as well. All right, let's get right to it. And Billy in Greer is up next here on the show. Billy, thanks so much for the call, pal. You're offsides. Billy, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Mark? I just wanted to call in and do some NFL playoffs. I heard you talking earlier, and, you know, you was talking about Josh Allen, and yes, his completion percentage has come drastically up, and I think it's got more to do with he's just taking the check down now. Before, he was trying his best because he's got the strongest arm in the NFL.
He does.
And, you know,
Have you heard this, Billy, that he and Patrick Mahomes are talking about having like a throw-off because Patrick Mahomes says there's no way he can beat me in the throw-off. They've set the over-under in terms of yards. Listen to this. The over-under in terms of yards that the winner would have would be 76.5 yards in the air before it hits the ground. Who wins that one, Billy?
I think Josh Allen. I think it's 1-2 as far as who can throw it the farthest, but I would say Allen. I was watching the game earlier in the year with those two played each other, and Troy Aikman said that he watched both of them prior to, and that he's seen Mahomes throw it 85 yards in the air, but he said he's warping down that he's seen Josh Allen throw it 90 yards in the air from the 10-yard line to the other end of it hit the goal line. So, I mean, those two dudes are unbelievable as far as how far they can throw the ball. But anyway, I think that's got a lot to do with his completion percentage. He's not trying to force things that wasn't there before. And, you know, I think they're probably going to win the game, Mark, because of that. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. You know, I thought last week was going to be a blowout, and I was wrong as far as the Indy game goes. But I think it's going to be a really high-scoring, close game, and I do think Buffalo is going to win. But it wouldn't shock me if Baltimore wins. In the other AFC game, I do like Kansas City to win, but I don't think they're going to cover the spread. The reason why is because of their defense, Mark. Their defense can't stop the run.
Yep.
And I promise you, the one thing that Cleveland can do is run the ball. So, you know, and the reason why I wouldn't pick Cleveland to win the game is because there is a big mismatch at quarterback. I do like Baker, but you just don't know what Baker's going to show up. If the good Baker shows up, they're going to have a chance to win. But if the bad one shows up, they may get blown out. So, but I would take the points in that game. And then the two NFC games, I'm leading, you know, and Neil's probably going to call in just because I'm biased, but I'm leading heavily. I take
yeah, you guys were supposed to call in a weekend ago together. You were MIA, though, my man.
I knew he was going to throw me under the bus, and I figured it's because he's got the big name that I was going to not get a fair time, so I didn't want to call in. But I did text you, and I did make picks, and I think I ended up being 4-2 against the spread, and I was 5-1. The one that I did miss straight up was the Bears. I thought the Bears were going to beat New Orleans. I was obviously wrong. But, you know, I thought the Rams was going to win in Seattle. I think the Rams are going to go to Green Bay and beat them. And the reason why is because the defense travels, and there's a big mismatch at quarterback here too, Mark. But think about this. Adams, you're right. Adams is one of the best receivers in the league. They are going to absolutely put Jalen Ramsey on him. He's going to lock him down, and that's going to really shrink the side of the field that Green Bay plays on. And see, the Rams are used to winning ugly games. I'm not sure the Green Bay can. We'll see. And then in the NFC game, he's going to say I'm biased again because I know he's probably listening. I do believe Brady – it could just be one of those things, Mark, where New Orleans is just better or they just have their number for whatever reason. It's not a good matchup. I believe, until I'm wrong, that Brady's going to win that game. We'll see. I think it's going to be L.A. going to Tampa Bay next week for the NFC Championship. So, anyway.
Hey, Billy. Are you still there? Okay. Give me your best bet. Your best bet. I got a spread of 6.5 for Green Bay. Oh, so you think your best bet then would be the Rams getting 6.5 points?
It would probably either be the Rams or the points with Cleveland. It's one of those two. Last week, my best bet was Cleveland and the Rams. This week, it's probably the same too, honestly, as far as the spread goes.
Wow. Okay. Okay, 10 points. He's taking 10 points.
And I say that because I do believe the Rams are going to win straight up. I'm not sure about Cleveland winning straight up. I do think they're going to keep it close because of Kansas City's defense, they cannot stop the run.
Appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy the games.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you so much. Have a great holiday weekend. Check on our text line here. Mark, Eggs Up Grill. That comes from TXperience, hashtag Go Gators. Hey, buddy, hope you're doing well. Man, I love Eggs Up Grill. Fantastic. Texter says, as long as you take an Uber, any restaurant with a bar is a feel-good restaurant. Touche, sir, touche. And then finally, a texter says, Mellow Mushroom, any specialty pizza they have, and the cranberry apple pecan salad. Pecan or pecan, Tim?
Oh, without a doubt, pecan.
Pecan or pecan? I pecan't say it any other way. All right, guys, I've been teasing this, and I want to share this with you. Where specifically is Alabama ahead of Clemson? Right? Where specifically as a program? And I went and I took a little bit of a deep dive into this week, and what I found didn't surprise me, but I wanted to share it with you nonetheless. Alabama is beating Clemson in one key area, and that is depth. And when you hear the numbers that I'm about to give you, you understand why I say that Dabo needs to start dipping his hand into the transfer portal. You know, the stubbornness, he doesn't like it, so he doesn't want college football to be that way. It's hurting the team. It's hurting the team, all right? So, offensive line, all right? Alabama and Clemson, 4 and 5-star players on the offensive line right now, all right? Alabama has 10 4 and 5-star offensive linemen. Clemson has 5. 10-5. You figure if those are your starters, then you have no 4 and 5-star backups at a position where you rotate in and out a lot of guys. Alabama this year had 3 4-star wide receivers. 3 4-star wide receivers, right? Clemson also had 3 4-star wide receivers, especially if you include Justin Ross, right? And then you have another problem here, okay? Defensive back. 4 and 5-star defensive backs, Clemson and Alabama. Alabama has 11 and Clemson has 6. So you see what I mean there? When you think about where Clemson was hurt in the playoff games the last couple of years, right? They were hurt badly in the secondary by LSU. They were hurt badly on the offensive line by Ohio State, which was just a sieve coming through. The Levy broke coming through at Trevor Lawrence. And so what I think for Clemson, the other thing is, you know, I realize that there's all these cute and feel-good stories surrounding the Clemson Tigers. But, guys, I mean, sometimes the feel-good stories just aren't good enough. I think Hunter Renfrow was, and I think that guy is a freak of nature. That guy's one of the best stories because he'd be the last guy you'd pick in any pickup game. But, you know, the James Skalskis of the world and these kind of guys, the feel-good stories on the teams, you know, Dabo's loyal to a fault, it seems, because Ohio State's just putting the best players in. Alabama is countering James Skalski with Dylan Moses. Who do you think wins that battle? Okay? Now, I think Dabo's got to get away a little bit from the feel-good story guys, and he's really got to start paying attention to the star rankings, and I think he's got to also, it's about time, Tim, that he start accessing the transfer portal. Whether he likes it or not, it's obvious to me that Clemson is being hurt on the depth side of things, depth, and you've seen that. Last year, gave up 617 yards to LSU. This year, gave up 639 yards to Ohio State. If I asked you, does Clemson have a good defense? I'm sure many of you don't know how to answer that right now. Against the ACC, you do. Against the best of college football. I mean, let's level on something here. You give up over 400 yards, that's not a great defensive performance. You give up over 500 yards, that's a bad defensive performance. You give up over 600 yards, let's be honest, kind of pathetic. Clemson has done that now in back-to-back years. Tim, I think depth is the difference between Alabama and Clemson.
I could definitely see that and understand that. In years past, I've been behind Dabo and be like, you know what, they're building something throughout your entire time at Clemson. But I kind of see the point. After what I watched and what I witnessed in that absolute just awful game, for me anyway, against Ohio State, it's time to change. Honestly, you need to start taking defensive help. You need to start taking guys in the portal that can help you, because that's what these other guys have done. That's what Ohio State did. And it's about time to do that. I wish I could disagree with you, because I know what Dabo's been doing, and I trust Dabo. But at the same time, it almost kind of does feel like he's very loyal, and he's done that in the past too. You know, he was very loyal with Cole Stout. He was very loyal with him, but before he committed to Deshaun Watson, and he was loyal with Kelly Bryant for a little while until he committed to Trevor Lawrence, and it almost took too long. So I see your point there, and I'm with you. Actually, I think it's time for Dabo to make a change.
I would feel that way as well if I was a Clemson fan. Texter says, you eat a pecan and you pee in a can. That's a good way to remember it, man. All right, it is time for Wise Guys Wisdom on the Flip Side. I have a surprise pick for you coming up this weekend that you do not want to miss. And that is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, everybody. How are you spending your weekend, and what is your feel-good restaurant? The place, whether you go takeout, whether you sit down, whether you enjoy the meal with the family, or whether you just bring it home for a party of one, that restaurant that always lifts you up. The food is great, lifts up your mood, all of the above. I'm asking you what that place is for you here in the Upstate right now, and then I'll go review it. I will go review it. All right. It is time for Tim and I. to put our money where our mouths are. It is time for us to make our picks and predictions for the weekend of games that is set to be. Let's hit the music with Wise Guys Wisdom. All right, here we go, here we go, here we go. Tim, Rams and the Packers. Rams at the Packers from Lambeau Field. Billy is taking the Rams to win this one. What does Tim Holcomb say?
This is interesting because I look at this game and go, you know, Aaron Rodgers should be able to beat the Rams, right? Then you look at it, it's like, wait a minute, that defense is pretty daggum good. They shut Russell Wilson down and expect that, and ultimately led to their offensive coordinator being fired. And I look at this, and I'm like, if Aaron Donald plays and is healthy at full capacity, I would hit towards the Rams just because the way they play, it plays in the playoffs. But in this case, it's not going to be the case with Aaron Donald. I think he's going to play, but I haven't heard anything otherwise. But I can't bet against Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, so sometimes, say it out loud, ladies and gentlemen. And don't outthink the room. Aaron Rodgers versus Jared Goff. Aaron Rodgers versus Jared Goff. Who do you got? All right. Now you got Aaron Rodgers at home playing against the L.A. boys in 32 degrees. Now who do you got? Say it out loud. Sometimes it's really just not that difficult, ladies and gentlemen. Give me Green Bay by the count of 28-17. Next up, Ravens and the Bills. Again, a really interesting one. Why is this so interesting? Well, the Vegas guys are saying that the Bills are only a 2.5-point favorite, which means on a neutral field, they feel like the Ravens are slightly better than the Bills. By the way, a little cool sidebar story. My cousin, her name is Allie Von Paris. And she has a clothing company that she started in college at Maryland. It's called Route One Apparel. It's blown up. And last weekend, Ravens against Tennessee, John Harbaugh was wearing one of her masks. She has an unmistakable design. Her design kind of looks like puzzle pieces, you know? And I was just like, oh my God, John Harbaugh is wearing one of my cousin's masks on TV. And it was just really darn cool, man. So they did a feature on her on the news this week in Baltimore, and just really, really, really cool stuff. But yeah, Ravens and the Bills. Bills favored by 2.5. The Ravens have won 6 games in a row. We're 6-5. Now we're 12-5. And believe it or not, ESPN's FPI says Baltimore has a 51% chance of winning this game. So what do you think, Tim?
See, this is very interesting. I like Lamar Jackson in the way he plays and his elusiveness, man. And he finally got off the snide last week by winning his first playoff game. But I think it ends this weekend, man. I love Josh Allen, the way he's improved with addition of Stephon Diggs. Only question mark I have is their run game, but I don't think it'll matter in this one. I think the Bills win at home and move on to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, you know what? It just has a feeling like the fate for the Bills is not to go out right now. And there's a reason Baltimore lost 5 games this year. They're hot right now, okay? They're a great road team, 6-2 on the road. Lamar Jackson has found himself. Only quarterback ever to go over 1,000 yards rushing in back-to-back years. But look, man, give me the Bills at home in another close, very, very competitive game, man. The playoff seedings did the Bills no favors. They get back-to-back 11-5 teams, and the second of which having won, again, 6 games in a row. Give me Buffalo, though, by the count of 27-23 over the Baltimore Ravens. Cleveland and Kansas City is coming your way next, Tim.
Well, this isn't... I love this one. You know, I said on the Rob Brown Show a couple weeks ago, I said I believe the Browns are – that they present the strongest challenge to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I say that because why? What scheme do you have to do in order to beat Mahomes? And that is limit his opportunities. The Browns, in my opinion, the way they run the football, I think they're able to do that. especially if they can do that effectively and go on long drives that take up, I don't know, about half the quarter, I think they have a shot in this one. And you know, Mark, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick the
You're
Browns.
Nuts.
I'm going to pick the Browns in an upset.
Ladies and gentlemen, this take is proof as to what happens when kids use drugs at
young
ages.
I knew you were going to say that, but you know, I'm going to let you know. Hey, look, I got to die by the sword. I said that they were the biggest challenge to them, and I'm going to stay by that term, or by what I said, and I'm going to pick the Browns, and I think they shocked the world, Mark. Shocked the world.
Well, it would shock the world, and it's not going to happen. And they're just not ready to do that as a team. ESPN's FPI says 81% chance Kansas City wins this game. They're favored by 10. Look, the feel-good story comes to an end in Kansas City. Give me the Chiefs 36 to the Browns, 20. 36-20.
Kansas City over Cleveland. If I get this right, I think I should get this as a promo. I'm just saying. I think this should be a promo.
I'm down with that. And finally, the Bucs and the Saints. Now explain this one to me. They've played twice. The Saints have waxed that Buccaneer ass both times. One, 34-23. The next time, 38-3. Combined score in these two games, 72-26. The average score has been 36-13. And yet the spread on this game is New Orleans by 3? What am I missing, Tim?
I think it's more of the fact of, I think Tampa Bay has finally found themselves a little bit more. Their offensive weapons are starting to come together. And their continuity. Now, I have a question on their defense, because while Heinicke balled out, but at the same time, you still let Heinicke keep Washington in that game, a backup quarterback that no one really truly has ever heard of before. So I have questions about their D, and I this one is the most challenging for me. I've been thinking back and forth though on this, and it's like Tom Brady in the playoffs though, and I don't think I can go against that, and it's really hard to beat someone three times in a year. I'm probably crazy, but you know what? I'm going to take Tampa Bay and Tom Brady.
He's going with Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. I want to take Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. Believe you me, Rob and I have a little rivalry there. He's a Florida State guy. I'm a Florida guy. He's a Saints guy. I'm a Bucs guy. I just can't do it, man. I watched both of those games. They were embarrassing. And I think the Bucs keep it a little bit closer here. But I still take the Saints. Give me the Saints. I will go the Saints 31-23 over Tampa Brady. And then finally, one little bonus pick here. Clemson and Virginia in basketball. Number 12 versus number 18 from Clemson tomorrow. Who you got, Tim?
Man, you know it's very strange in a year in which Clemson basketball has a chance to win the ACC. But that is where we stand. And who'd have thought? Look, Virginia, who is the most recent national champion, and Clemson would be ranked 4 spots higher than them at this point in the year. I can't believe it. And props off to Brad Brownell and the job he's done. Now, the job's not finished, but the fact that they're ranked 12th in the nation at this point is incredible. You know, we're at home. If we were at Virginia, I would take Virginia. But we are at home. I know it doesn't matter, but I still think that Clemson gets it done at home in an extremely close ball game tomorrow night.
The restaurant recommendations are pouring in. We'll get to those next as part of the best thing we heard today here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, let's get right to it. The best thing we heard today, Charles Barkley was talking about a little bit how Kevin Durant's teammates have changed going from Golden State to Brooklyn. You remember how in Golden State they were called the Splash Brothers? Because they just splashed down three-pointers from all over the place. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, even Draymond Green to a lesser extent. Well, anyway, now he's on Brooklyn, and now his teammates are the ball-hogging Kyrie Irving and James Harden. So what exactly should we call the new team? The Brooklyn Nets. Take it away, Sir Charles.
It can bother.
You got to get back.
If it does.
Listen, it's going to be a fun fascination. I mean, KD went from the Splash Brothers to the Dribble Brothers.
It's going to be fun watching
them
play.
Dribble.
Spurs and Rockets.
From the Splash Brothers to the Dribble Brothers, because they're all damn ball hogs. Every single one of them is a damn ball hog. Are you kidding me with this, man? Okay, some of your recommendations are coming in on the text line. I love them. Thank you so much, guys. Keep them coming. Mark Cantina 76 is great. Texter says, up on the roof in downtown Greenville. Love it. Got to try Della Ventura's Italian restaurant in Greer. Great food, great staff.
I love
staff.
That place.
Great food. Never been there. Uncle Berto's Burritos. Good, authentic Mexican food on Woodruff Road. You know the best nachos that I've had? Since I've been here, I got them on Monday night again. Sabrosa on Woodruff Road, not far from where our station is, Tim. Sabrosa's on Woodruff Road. I got like the grilled chicken nachos. They're the kind of nachos where you have like 12 chips. The chips are huge, and they load up every single chip. You know, I love it. It's outstanding, man. Absolutely, positively outstanding. So let's go to Twitter here, and we have Greg at Greg67Price. Appreciate the tweet, Greg. He says, man, listen to your show on the way home today. The best place for wings is Crawford's in Cowpens. It's the best around. You will not be sorry. I had a spot in Tampa. It was called City Dog Cantina. Best wings I've ever had in my life. And I'm telling you, they're just so darn good. You know, you got to do something special with your wings to make them stand out. And, my man, how far is Cowpens away from me?
Cowpens. That's like, it's on the way to Gaffney, I believe. I've never actually.
You've told me nothing, Tim. How far away is it?
I'm trying to think. I'm like, it's probably about, 30, 40 minutes? Somewhere in there. I could be wrong. I've only gone through Cowpens. I've never actually stopped in Cowpens.
Is it like 30 minutes from Greenville? What do you guys think? 30 minutes from Greenville, Cowpens?
I could be wrong. Someone on the text line is probably going, what is he talking about? I just don't know. I know it's historical context, but I've never actually been.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting set for a jam-packed. By the way, Billy Papadopoulos is coming in with 40 minutes. 40 minutes from Greenville.
See, I was close.
What do you say, Greg 67 Price? Is it worth the 40-minute drive from me? I'll take your word for it, man. A loaded final hour awaits here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.